Thank you for calling BizFi, your one-stop source for business financing. Please note.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, you?
It's going, man. It's going, yeah, that's about all I got for you. But it's going pretty well. I just wanted to call and say hello. How's your day going? All that good stuff. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about a little trend I've been noticing. It seems as though with this, like, new format for MCC approvals, like, we're getting so many more MCA options instead of loan options. Am I missing something? Or
you were never getting loan options. They were always MCA. I don't know how Rory and his team expressed it to you, but they were never loan options. They were always MCAs.
That seems like
most of them allow 10% variance, but it'll
it blows my mind. It just doesn't seem, because all the old like Excel spreadsheets would have like the rates, but then it would have like the daily ACH amount, you know, instead of like the holdback.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you saying MCC will only do MCAs?
That's correct, yes.
What? That blows my mind, man. I thought we were doing loans like ever since I started working here.
Nope.
How does that even make sense? We funded so much with you guys. All right.
A lot with you guys, yeah.
I mean, it just like makes me feel like, what the hell have I been doing? You know? All right. Well, I don't even know what to say.
Well, so
right.
Far it hasn't bit us in the ass, so.
Okay. So you guys don't even offer a daily ACH product?
No, it is. The MCAs are daily ACHs, yes.
Okay. I feel like I'm just confused on verbiage here, then.
Yeah, so for us, every deal is a cash advance, not a loan product. So when we do the funding call, we say we want to make sure you understand this is a purchase and sales agreement and not a loan. So it's a purchase of their future receivables that we estimate based on their past bank statements. We purchase that back via the daily payment, which we estimate as the holdback or gross reserve of the merchant's estimated volume.
Okay, because that's, I think, what made me confused. It's just like some of these, like Appalachian Power Equipment, like I wasn't even sure if they processed credit cards.
Yeah, so a lot of the verbiage in it has credit card stuff. That's kind of a throwback to how the industry used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to worry about any of that. And we explain that to the merchants that, like, you know, a lot of our disclosures and stuff, it will say, like, oh, credit card this, credit card that. It's more of a collection thing that a tactic we'll use if a merchant stops paying us. We'll, like, hold their credit cards through the processors. But generally that's not really an issue, or hopefully it's not really an issue.
So prior to, like, kind of seeing the loans, how they've been coming across, like, this Appalachian deal, I'd be writing approvals to my sales reps as follows. I would say, MCC approved $17,500, a sell of a 1.3 with 10 points in it over 6 months. And then I'd usually put in what the daily ACH would be, but I'm not seeing that on
the
sheet.
The daily ACH is the payback amount divided by 21 divided by the term.
Okay, so we're still doing daily ACHs. We just need to do that calculation ourselves.
Yeah,
and
I can try to throw that in. You know, when I remember it. This is Appalachian. Hold on, let me pull up this spreadsheet. Oh, look, I spelled Appalachian wrong.
Chin.
very good, Jeff. Yeah, so like in this sense, if you look at the spreadsheet, this is allowing you to play around with the upsell. So you're actually allowed to technically, actually, this one's actually completely maxed out.
At
but
10.
Like you could lower it down to, let's say, 17,300.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe
that
a
would
few
allow
more
you,
bucks.
That would allow you to go to. All right, well, that one didn't work either. Oh, yeah, so that would allow you to go to 11 points. And you guys can play around with it now
and see,
you know, how that works. The field I wanted to show you guys yesterday, if you go down below the gold program, you'll see the desired holdback. And
yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
That is that. So that is the field that I was talking about yesterday. That's what you can cross-reference with the guidelines that you guys have and put in that that percentage in, and that will give you the max dollar amount per depending on what upsell you have in the upsell box. So let's say you won 15 points on a deal. Let's say the merchant's like very desperate. You know you can get the max 15 points. So you can play around with that holdback number, throw a percentage in there, and see what it shoots out. And that will give you the max dollar amount on that desired holdback that you can get with the 15 points.
Okay. Okay. I think I'm getting more and more well understood now, because I was like, we've done daily ACHs, but now it all makes sense.
I just got a bunch of deals from you guys. Sweet. I'm sure it'll take some getting used to, and don't hesitate to ask me any questions. But this spreadsheet will allow you guys, and you'll better understand when you get a note that says, you know, this deal's capped for negative days or average daily balance, or maybe sometimes we go out longer on a deal because, like, sometimes I'll go 12 months on a deal, or 15 months on a deal rather, but because I want the daily payment to stay lower, and you'll understand why because you'll be able to see the average daily balance in there. And it will make it more transparent, and I think it will make it a little bit easier for the salespeople, and maybe they'll have an ability to get more points in there, or understand how to, you know, maybe a merchant's like, I need $130,000, and they have to lower their points, but they're able to get to that number now because they understand how that works. And for us, obviously, it's all about getting not just doing that first new deal; it's about getting to the refi.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to enter this approval now. It makes sense. I was kind of like thinking we were just getting credit card approvals this whole time.
Yeah, so if it is, fair enough. If it is a credit card based deal, we'll make that explicitly known that it's a credit card based deal. But for all intents and purposes, deals are generally revenue based off the bank statements.
Yeah, also, just a heads up, I think we might have an approval with you guys. I haven't checked, but I think it's the case. A company called Brand, it's like a marketing company. I think we got, like, they make 4 points.
Brand
something. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but I think we're going to ask for an approval extension, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
and
I would email that to me, because obviously Brand is not giving me the I'm not able to find it. There's,
yeah,
I don't know how many thousands of deals we have with the word Brand. But send me that over, and I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, we're going to like send over some contracts that they have coming up, like with the Chicago Cubs for some marketing stuff. So that'll help get us a bump.
Yeah, it's additional information like that always goes a long way in getting that bump.
Okay.
Cool. Anything on Grimaldi's?
Yes. Can you hold just for one moment?
Yeah.
Still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just talked to the sales manager. The way the contracts would be set up with Grimaldi's should be fine. So if there's nothing more needed, we're hoping to potentially get that quote out.
So they're okay putting Grimaldi's Arizona or whatever pizza or whatever it is along with every single individual?
From my understanding, there's Colbert Oven Pizza of Arizona. That's what we submitted to you guys.
Yes.
And you guys are requesting that for every individual pizza place in Arizona, you get to see those bank statements, correct?
Correct. Well, yeah, because we need to make sure it's more of a legal collection thing. Make sure there's no other advances in any of them. Not that we think there are, obviously, because they're your client.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to see where the actual revenue is coming from each, And after these transfers are taken out, the guy's only doing about $200,000 a month. Because the credit cards looks like they go directly. Same with, like, all the delivery services. But everything's transferring in. So for us, we would need to see each individual. And you don't need to provide every single month. You know, the last 3 months would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because, you know, it could be hard to get everything. So I'm fine with just the last 3 months for all seven of those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But the contracts would have to read Colebrook Oven Pizzeria, Arizona, Inc., DBA Grimaldi's Pizzeria, along with Santan Pizzeria, Inc., DBA, you know, whatever that DBA is, et cetera, for all seven entities.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. I think more than anything, we're just hoping to get a quote out.
Yeah, no, the 500 is 500. Yeah, I'll send you an email on it. I guess it'll be soft approval pending those other statements. But the guy's credit. So who is this guy? Joseph Scioli.
He's the owner of the whole thing.
All right, cool.
He's Colebrook Oven every single region, from my understanding.
Cool. All right, yeah. So as long as we can get some kind of documentation showing he is. Whether he's like this, you know, whether that be a K-1 statement or some kind of thing from, you know, the master Grimaldi's saying that he has legal authority to sign financial based things. Different corps have different things set up. That should be okay. But yeah, I'll send you guys a soft approval offer for 500 on 12 months. We'll go from there.
Okay, sounds good. Cool. Look forward to it.
Awesome. That's all right. Let me know if you guys need anything. All right.
All right. We'll probably talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.